Welcome to our daily inspiration. Today, we are trusting that the Lord will have a word for us today from His written holy word, as in that we can be inspired and encouraged thereby. I'm going to read a passage from 1 Corinthians 4 today and see what the Lord might have for us here. And this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. And, of course, I'm not going to give a lot of context here, but verse 3 in the beginning of verse 4, he's talking about the wisdom of God versus worldly wisdom and a proper view of other believers. Verse 6, now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other, so that they would have a proper attitude toward each other and not become arrogant. Verse 7, for who makes you differ from another, and what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? So, on our own, we were nothing. And on our own, we still are nothing. The good that we have is by the grace of God. And so we simply have no reason to become arrogant or to exalt ourselves. Excuse me. You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you. They had quite the a high view of themselves here. It would appear, according to the rest of the book here. 1 Corinthians. And then he talks about the apostles and he says, for I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death, for we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. Interesting verse here. In some of the cultures back then, when a conquering army would return, the king, the leader, the emperor, they would do a victory parade in front of huge crowds of citizens, and they would, and the soldiers, the generals with their soldiers would march through first, and then they would show off the booty, the spoils of the war, the things they had brought back, the treasure that they had won. And then lastly, they would display the prisoners that they had captured who were condemned to death. And they would show them off last as, look at these men. We've been victorious over them. We've captured them. They're on their way to the execution. So Paul draws on some of that illustrate a point here, to make a point, and he says, For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. And he gives the idea of these words in the Greek give the idea of a theater, that they have been set forth as a spectacle to the world. And he says, we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure, being defamed, we entreat, we have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. A lot of things here that could be expounded on that very much went against their culture, which was a Greek culture, I believe, went against their culture, and he was trying to give an example and to encourage them to humble themselves and not think so highly of themselves. For example, here in verse 12, he said, "And we labor, working with our hands." The Greek culture would have considered it too low for someone with a leadership position to do manual labor. Paul is saying, "I do manual labor." He's not some important leader that doesn't have to work anymore. But this whole passage just stands in stark contrast to so many so-called religious leaders, religious people of today. Both popular leaders who exalt themselves, and so many believers who are so quick to follow such people who set themselves up as someone to be admired, someone that is worthy of honor. But Paul, on the other hand, is setting himself out as someone not worthy of honor in the world's eyes, poorly clothed, hungry, beaten, homeless, manual labor, reviled, persecuted, defamed, and then he says, "We have been made as the filth of the world," which would be like the garbage, and the offscouring of all things until now. So when we think about doing the dishes and we scrape the dishes before we put them into the water, and what is scraped off is considered not fit for human consumption. We give it to the animals. And so Paul saw himself and the other apostles in the world's eyes as people, as a group, not worthy of the world's consideration. And that's the way it was. They were looked down upon by the world. But we know that he was a faithful servant of the Lord. There were many faithful servants of the Lord in that day. And so today, for now, when we look for faithful servants of the Lord, let's remember to look in the right place. Sometimes we miss what we're looking for because we're looking in the wrong place. The faithful servants of the Lord will probably not be held in high esteem by the world. But God's faithful servants are working for the kingdom daily, maybe in a small way, maybe in a big way. They are faithful to what God has called them to in their circumstances today. I don't know if this makes sense, but I hope that we can be encouraged, and may the Lord bless his word and give grace to the hearers.